you know, like psychologically minded person is hyphenated, psychologically yes. minded, but not, if it doesn't say
if
person.
It's, if it's modifying a noun, you hyphenate it. If it's not modifying a noun, you don't. It's that simple.
It didn't seem that simple. I think there were other, because I understood that part, but there was other questions where I was like, is this hyphenated? I don't know.
Why is this what supervisor used to edit encyclopedias before he got his doctorate? Wow. So when we're doing my report and he's sitting there, I'm just, you know, like all these little rules of English that nobody has ever, you know, just going through his mouth. Well, you know, we have to put the comma here so that way it's positive. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? You know, like, I know you're speaking English, but like, just. He's terrible. Yeah. Well, this sentence is good, but it could be better. Now watch, Chris.
He did it as a psychologist? Well, he was a psychologist?
He did it before he went into, like, it was a previous profession, but,
so, like, saying I am strong-minded or strong-willed, those are, those get it, because it's modifying I.
Yeah, I think, yes.
If the word person can go after strong-minded person, strong-willed person, it is.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have, I mean, so, but it does, if it could, but it doesn't have it, though, then it's still hyphenated.
It would probably be a 7.
Is the APA going to be checking this?
Yes, like, we send them copies.
Self-assured.
Actually, when they do their accreditation visits, they check they look at everything.
Yeah.
Dissertations. They want to see what
papers,
that is.
One ply or two ply.
Yes.
Urinal cakes.
If it's absolutely. Got the diamond quilting, you get a 5.
Yep.
You
know. Okay. All right. So, several of you commented when you sent me your distributions this week that these were really difficult.
Yeah, I was commenting as well.
Because of the brevity.
I didn't comment in case I did well.
That's how I like them. Short to the point.
I mean, I was gonna, but I figured I'd wait to see you guys talk, but do you think this is something I could, like, email Al back about, but, like, his take on, it, like, things that are short?
Cause you just say that our reliability is affected by the brevity of the responses. You know, they've never done an online study before,
yeah.
And maybe there's some kind of procedural effect that we're experiencing here, whereby online respondents don't have somebody breathing down their neck,
right?
You know, and so they can do like a very cursory
right.
job, or it could be the sample. Sample tracks people who have brief responses, which says something about their quality of object representations.
Right. And I'm also wondering if these people are also different in the fact that they're also the ones who didn't fill out all the data completely as well. So maybe.
Now, are these people the psychologists or the...
Okay. Mainly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cause
most of them are mine. I think there's like 3 of them.
Okay. All right. So,
okay. Also, we're only using one measure within the instrument too, which, I mean, mm-hmm. briefness, you know, even if we kept, you know, didn't account for it here, would be accounted for in some of the other aspects, like if we were
yep.
doing scoreable attributes, word length, and
right.
features.
Although Black does say that even with conceptual level, you know, length matters.
Yeah, I took that into account with some of mine when I was debating whether or not to go up to the next level. If I was in between a 5 and a 7, I would say,
and it was
like
a two-word response.
Yeah, I would go down
going
to
going for
five.
A 5. I would do the same thing.
I don't think you can get a 7 with a two-word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Is that possible?
It,
I mean,
if you're going to express a thought, you need, like, at least a clause or part of a sentence. So, yeah, kind of.
Right.
Now, Giacomo, you seem to have your finger on the pulse of these. You got a point. Your average score was 0.73. So what's your secret?
I mean, I do the same thing that you guys have been doing, just writing things next to, writing ratings next to each of them. I mean, I went through it a couple times because like about twice because I wasn't super confident the first time because they're so short.
Yeah.
But I don't have any other extra secret that I can
share. You can't share anything else?
No, I shouldn't.
So are there particular ones that people want to talk about?
Yeah.
I see number 17, Melissa, you assigned a 1.
That was the outlier.
And everybody else was a 5. There was 1-3, but...
I gave him a 1 because I felt that it was all about, really about, very enmeshed with the mother. I mean, that's where I went. Like, I don't get a sense of the father as a separate person.
But
he's only
it's,
related
but it's
to the mother.
A 1 would be if it's...
The,
you don't get, like,
the writer
south.
Is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost did that too, cause, but then I was like, it's not the writer who's in
mesh. Yeah, I actually underlined that one, so I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's...
He takes mother's direction and defers to her. We're not hearing anything about this.
Okay, if it's... I was in just assuming if... I got it now. I would definitely have given it a 5 if I was not looking at it. That's
he follows
he
directions
does.
And he defers.
So yeah, I see what you're saying. No.
Yeah, he does 2 things.
Right. That then if I would have not went that way with it, would have been a 5.
Okay. Let's solve that one.
I think number 4.
Number 4. We got 3, 1, 5, 2, 5, 3. That's not that bad.
I mean, if you look at the mold, there's about 4 of them where we're really all pretty disparate, but like most of them.
Melissa
are
was a 1 on that one.
So how is that one not? You know, I think that's like
independent of both parents.
That's all like related to the parents. Like nothing really about the self. Yeah, they're independent, but it's in relation to the parents.
I mean, just the fact that this person's saying independent of both parents suggests like an extreme dependency
right.
on his parents.
Right.
I mean, incredible.
That's
he's defining the self in relation to his parents being independent of them.
Right.
That's
well,
why I gave it a 1.
Yeah, I gave it a 2. I think I gave a 2 almost because I felt like the fact that he's saying independent may represent some sort of global behaviors that he's not describing. So
that's why I gave it the 3. I just looked at it as a very global, independent, separate from...
I did it as like that 1-5 thing,
that's
and then
I
gave
thinking.
It a 2.
Yeah.
I think, right? Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
1-5, then give it like a 2 or something like that.
But Melissa, you gave it a 4.
No, I gave it a 1.
I mean, a 1.
No, I was going to do the 1-5 rule. I have that I was doing the 1-5 rule, but I'm like, it's really not a behavior because it's only in relation to the parent. That, but I was thinking the 1-5 rule also.
Well, Marie and Dustin need to justify their 5s.
For
Number four.
I just thought it was like concrete and global and external. I thought it just fit the definition, like this is what the person
does.
And if he's if he or she is independent of both parents, then there's like that's something that he does, and that probably means that there's stuff, you know. That,
well, there's no behavior here. There's no doing.
No, I know, but I just meant that it that probably implies that he does other things. Separate from the parents, and it was global. I thought, like just in general.
It's global, but there's no functionality. There's no doing. If anything, I am independent of both parents. Mm-hmm. Not I do independent of both parents.
What was the right? Was there a right answer?
No, this is.
I am 5'9". I am 300 pounds. I am a score of 3.
Yeah. A 2 or 3 I could really see. A 1 I think might be a little low.
Mm-hmm.
5 is definitely too high for that one. No question in my mind.
All right, that person's whole image is basically...
So you're giving it more of a 3?
A 3 or even a 2.
I was just thinking that 3 was only physical characteristics, so I was confused a little bit about,
right.
You know, would this be a 3? It's not really describing that, you know, himself in terms of physical characteristics. But I now that I'm thinking about it, 1, or like, you know, the idea of it having nothing to do with himself makes sense to be more like a one. Is that what you guys are saying? That it's like a one?
I kind of feel like a one or a two because I agree, like the three has nothing to do with their physical properties.
It doesn't have to. Let me just read this. The self-definition is primarily concrete, literal, and global. Okay, globality is the one that Chris is emphasizing here and I think is correct. Uh-huh. Emphasis is often on external characteristics. Notice the word often, not always. External characteristics or physical properties. There's a beginning differentiation of self from other.
Yeah.
Although this guy is incredibly dependent on his parents.
He's in a reproach mock crisis.
He is. He definitely is. There is some burgeoning differentiation that he or she is trying to articulate here. So that I think would eliminate two or one as well from consideration because of that beginning differentiation of self and other. We're seeing it here. I can't see anything much above a three though. But reading over the description of the three, concrete perceptual, I'd have to eliminate two or one as possible scores as well. Three would be pretty much all I would consider. I couldn't consider anything above a three certainly.
What would you say was your reasoning about ruling out two or one?
Two or one because there is some beginning differentiation of self from other.
Okay.
He or she is declaring, I am independent of both parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some bravado there
like
about being independent.
3-year-old.
Exactly.
I guess I just assumed, or I was just reading into it more and thinking that this person has many concrete reasons why he or she is independent, so I thought that, you know, if he doesn't state an emphasis on activities, interests, or external qualities, but I assume that when he said he's independent of both parents, that I think I just, in my mind, assumed that that's what he meant, and if he had continued further, he could have listed those things.
Right, but he didn't.
Yeah, but looking at it now, I definitely think it's...
You can't rate what's not there.
Right.
That's
a major mistake that coders make in all coding systems, not just this one. But if you start making assumptions or wondering, well, if only he had said this, the fact is he didn't say it.
Yeah. And
like a secondary revision.
Yeah.
Because also there's a beginning of differentiation. But to me, saying that you're independent of both parents, that's not a beginning, that's you're already there. That there's differentiation between self and other, so that would make it more of a four?
Well, but by stating
more of a perception
the parents,
rather than maybe a reality.
They're not independent. Like,
right.
If they just said I'm independent, that would be different. But because they said of my parents, they're still the connectedness.
Still of, yeah.
I mean, if you're defining yourself, Your entire self entity, how you represent yourself as being independent of your parents,
right?
It speaks volumes to your dependency.
If someone just said, "I'm just independent," would you just give? What would you give? Just give that like
independence
a five. Just like five, just basically.
You think so?
Yeah.
So. We all didn't differ too much, I don't think, on that one was awesome, but I felt like I wasn't too sure about that rating.
It's a one, it's a refusal to even comply with the task. What does awesome mean? It's not a thought, it's not a feeling, it's not a behavior.
It's grandiosity.
Right.
I think I put a two.
I gave it a four. I just didn't know what to do with that one.
I mean, that's like not, you know, like, what does awesome even mean?
Right. Like, I'm great? That's like, I guess I...
Yeah. You are inspiring of awe. You know, like, that's
that
a pretty...
Yeah, you inspire awe.
If that's all, you know, like, it's almost like they couldn't even think of, or they didn't even bother to think of something, you know, like, to put that, you know.
Yeah, I need to make some kind of jerky, but...
I don't
So, I mean, they've refused the task. It's a one. It's, you know, like saying, I refuse to answer the question. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to give it any thought.
Yeah.
But is being awesome an external characteristic?
It's not even a characteristic.
Well, it's in line with the idea of a person.
It's like when someone doesn't want to answer a question, like in a group or something.
I was sitting in a treatment team meeting this afternoon, and one of the kids said that he was so awesome, he was like the baby Jesus. It's a one, you know? That's awesome. If that's how you define yourself, you know, like this person is awe-inspiring.
But it has nothing to do with gratification.
But
it's not even answering questions.
Well, it is.
Well,
it is. Kind of,
I'm awesome.
I can. I'm so awesome. I can gratify my own needs.
Right. Exactly.
I don't need anybody else. I mean, I'm reading into it a little bit, but
does the one
also
even
very
say something with like the bizarre or the
personal subjective?
You're thinking reflective function.
No, but I mean, I think with like the one on this, there's like the whole like.
It says the self is unstable, fragmented, lacking in definition and boundaries.
Yeah.
If I am awesome, I am all-encompassing.
Right.
I am omnipotent,
yeah.
Omnipresent, and omniscient. I am awesome.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so he's lacking in boundaries. The self could be described in terms of wants and needs with an emphasis on need gratification on things that bring the self pleasure and pain. I agree with the one. I mean, just lacking in boundaries, I think, is where I think that merits a one. When you call yourself awesome, don't include anything else. You're saying there are no limitations on me. Mm-hmm. You know?
We all pretty much got the same answer on number one. So what's, when number one is a one-word answer, we pretty much all get a five. Since it's logical, that's the answer.
Except for me, I'm the only one who gets logical.
Which one?
Number one.
Logical, because I felt that...
That's at least like a kind of, you know, like something you can consider.
No,
I agree.
I give it a five too. I'm just, you know.
Well, it's not lacking in boundaries.
Yeah.
Awesome lacks all boundaries.
Yeah.
If you're awesome, what boundaries do you have?
You can act logical by not showing emotion.
But I mean, it's like, what does a logical person do versus what does an awesome
person? The logical doesn't mean an activity. It doesn't mean a tree.
What is an awesome thing, though?
It's not
great or superior.
It's not concrete.
To what?
Like, I didn't think it had anything to do with five.
But also, like, saying you're happy is a five answer. I mean, like, that really, you know, doesn't have too much of a... you know, kind of tangibility to it, but
I mean,
it's just a generic type of description.
Well, because he was kind of a jerk and just wrote awesome, that's why he got a one. I'm asking,
because
I mean, we can.
He got a one because
on
he exhibited no boundaries
himself.
In his answer. There are no boundaries.
Yeah. So what if he wrote great? Okay, like let's take the word awesome
or
away.
Okay,
but great's not something you do either.
Yeah. Well, logical is not something you do.
I am a logical person would be a five. I am an awesome person would still be a one. I mean, yeah.
The logical one, I mean, I wrote down a four originally, and then I changed to a five when I was doing it. Because, I mean, it is kind of concrete and global, since it's only one word. So, and I think that's why I was going between a four and a five.
You know, these two words could easily be arbitrated by Auerbach or Black. I mean, it's not going to take them a lot of work to read these two words and to make a determination. It's different from like sending them a whole paragraph or two paragraphs where they have to actually think about it. I'm sure they have an instant response to these two words about what how they
yeah,
should
and I'll just write, and I'll also integrate it with just that question about how to deal with short response.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing as number 11, thoughtful, creative, courageous. Again, I gave that a 3, but most
you were really scattered.
Everyone
most of you guys
that's like one
give
that
it a 5. They're 5. I'm a thoughtful person, I'm a creative
which
person.
One?
11.
11. We had 5, 5, 3,
I just
6.
They were, it was global.
5, 7. So the 7 was an outlier, and the 3 was an outlier. So Marie and Brianna. Let's see a cat fight.
You gave it a 7?
No, I gave it a 7.
That's,
oh,
right,
I thought
so
you
I said you gave it a 7?
Yes.
Why?
Defend yourself. I thought it reflected an internal state, so I gave it a 7.
Yeah, I just thought that it, those aren't thoughts, and they're not feelings except for courageous, and they weren't values. So I kind of felt that I had no sense of the person's internal dimensions.
Thoughtful is kind of, I'd say.
That's a good point, because something like creative can be likened to something like awesome. Like, what are the boundaries of creativity?
Exactly, and
like,
thoughtful. What does that mean? You think a lot? Like, you just think a lot? Or what? Yeah.
You care about people.
Yeah, I mean, creative. That's
I don't know.
It's
I think,
a value.
I think Hitler
but
was
that,
thoughtful.
Right.
I mean,
but
full
thoughtful
of thoughts.
Means
you know, doesn't mean
ways.
That good.
No, thoughtful. I don't think that's how thoughtful is.
But you can't interpret it that way. You
but the definition of thoughtful is someone who just is.
Right? We can't infer what
kind of
they
like
mean by thoughtful.
No, I mean, thoughtful means that, you know, you consider other people's feelings. That's what that means.
I mean,
it's a value. It's a value. Thoughtful is a value. Thoughtfulness, it's a value. A thoughtful person is somebody who considers the feelings of, and welfare of others.
So we could just look up these words in the dictionary and then rate that.
Yeah, might as well. Right?
We should have our own like little lexicon with numbers next to the words.
Mm-hmm.
So being thoughtful, is that not an internal quality?
I think
yeah.
it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's what brought it
but you have to, but you have to ask yourself whether the other two words bring the score down.
Right, that's what I give it.
I think you're right about the thoughtful.
Yeah.
Creative,
those are
I don't
fives.
Think so. Maybe a five.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
what's
how is,
the third
like,
one? Courageous.
But how is creative the same thing as I'm 5'10"?
Three
no,
is
that's
a
three.
5'10" is a three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five is
right.
What you do.
Oh, right. Okay.
Creative is something you do. I actually thought courageous more as.
I thought creative was on
a
border of being
right.
like a between a five and a seven, but that's why I gave the whole thing a six.
I think I would.
It's not specific.
Yeah, I just didn't see any activities.
You know, any of these short answers, I can't see getting really high scores.
What?
Any of these short answers, I can't see us giving high scores for. You know.
Yeah.
Right. I had a hard time giving things like even like that a six. But
I mean, we can all think of examples that we've worked on in this coding team over the past couple of months, right? Where, you know, it's a lot of verbiage.
Right.
And the person gets, what, a five out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Here somebody puts three words down and they get a seven?
Right. I wrote it's unfair that these people would get the same
It is.
Score.
And so I think, I mean, Blatt and Auerbach need to help us out here because we haven't really encountered these really brief responses yet. But these are the real things that we're going to be coding. We're going to be coding these kind of responses. This is the real stuff. You know, the Blatt stuff was just practice. This is the real
right.
deal.
The way I look at it is for like the seven, to demonstrate it's actually an internal event going on, like some type of thought, feeling, or belief in something of value, you need at least, you know, a couple of words to put together.
Like
because, So
what about this one, just the folks on that one, don't want to, like, say we all assume that thoughtful is, like, a seven, like, that just that piece
yeah.
of it, and then there's creative and courageous. I mean, because it's so brief and it's one word, what happens, but is it, you know?
I these are good questions.
But, I mean, I think it needs, like, a qualifier to, you know, like, be, like, that okay. type of thing to be
thoughtful,
a
thoughtful
five.
Person. I am a thoughtful person.
I don't even know if I would give that as a seven. A thoughtful person. What does that mean?
I know.
Well, yeah.
I am a creative person. I am a courageous person. Now, will we assign different values to those three different sentences?
I would still give I'm a creative person, you know, who enjoys art and whatever else. That's still a five to me, no matter what. You know, you could continue to lengthen it, but until you take, you know... It could be three sentences to talk about your creativity, but unless there's some, you know,
let's
back
say it's
and
one
forth.
Sentence. I'm a creative person.
Still
that's
five.
A five?
I would give
yeah.
it a five.
I'm a courageous person.
By itself,
that's
I think it's a five.
Five.
I'm a thoughtful person.
I still think it's a five.
I don't, that's the one, like, I don't, because courageous I see as kind of activities. A thoughtful, I mean, it's alluding to internal piece, but it's so simple.
But
so
not
I mean,
feelings.
There's no
that.
Complexity.
Does it have to be feelings for a second? Like, thoughtful isn't a feeling.
Thoughts, feelings,
oh, right.
Well,
I just
yeah,
see
yeah, but it's not saying
five.
What kind of thoughts.
Because none of it is
full of thoughts.
Is none of it is.
But what kind of thoughts
concrete,
are they?
Concrete, literal,
say.
Or
do we have to know?
None of that.
I think we do. Right?
Well, I think
seven?
You are creative. I think courageous
right.
and creative are fives.
See,
I think they're things you do.
Shouldn't seven be describing thoughts?
Like
but don't you have to do something
feelings?
To be that way?
That's the same thing
like I'm creative, I'm an art teacher. Well, I think that would bump it up. I mean,
for a score of seven, it says includes internal dimensions but with little recognition of subtlety, contradiction, or development. I mean, so it's kind of a seven isn't super developed answer at the same time, so that's why it's tough.
If I were to go back, I'd probably give it a six and I'm just breaking them up. But yeah, I see how that's even so high because it's so brief, I guess.
It's so minimal.
It's really
like, so what would be a perfect seven? Like, I worry about world peace. What would that
be? Like, I'm a creative, I'm a thoughtful, creative, and courageous person because when I see someone in pain, I think of ways to go out of my way to help them.
Well, that's, you're heading toward a nine real quick there.
Yeah,
well,
eight.
Couldn't help it. You're just so integrated.
Oops.
I'm a thoughtful person who believes in helping others. It's a seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you've given it, you know, like thought, that. Who believes in, or, you know, like that. I mean, you've kind of qualified thoughtful. I mean, somebody who just sends sympathy cards, you know, technically is thoughtful, but, I mean, whether, you know, it's just something they've been taught to do. You know,
I'm a thoughtful person. I send sympathy cards.
I have an OCD client who sends
that's
them to
is that a five?
I was, in that case, I would think it was a five because I do this, you know, but
yeah.
I was raised, you know, my mother raised me to be a thoughtful person and I remember to, you know, send would be a seven. You know, you've kind of qualified it where you were raised. This is a value you have and, you know, that would make it the seven, but you need the extra.
Wouldn't that be closer to a nine? Because you're saying why you are the way you are?
Well, no, I mean, like, in that case, like, it's like a
other. Well, I'm assuming if there were other things. Not, right. I'm not just taking the one sentence. Well,
like yeah, it's, said it's, head, it's certainly things. Heading that direction, like right. Marie's example. It's heading toward a nine.
Explains why that person is the way they are.
Right, like, if the person integrated those things and kind of, you know, gave an example of a verb, like, there's no verbs there. And to me, a five is like, I do this. You know.
So wait, when you're saying you don't think it should be a five, are you saying it should be below, even below?
Like I would give it a four.
For even something like thoughtful. Cause
I just don't see that as a doing. You know, like it's not concrete. Because thoughtful, I mean, maybe I'm just negative, but I just thought it could be negative
well.
I didn't think of the nice definition.
Well,
in
the manual, if you're
going to
do the inquiry, you only inquire on adjectives. Like, that's what you're scoring on, is the adjectives.
So
on
this would be, this is the disadvantage of doing it online.
Right.
Yeah, so I just like assume, like if you make it like a very simple sentence, you know, because I mean sometimes with a regular five that you get several sentences, really if you block out, you know, like the majority, you know, the I ams or I's, whatever, you've just got, you know, these little adjectives that
right.
you kind of.
And a five could also be the product of something that has aspects of maybe like a three, which is kind of concrete and literal, like thoughtful, but also thoughtful is also, we talked about it being internal, like a seven or something like that. So a five doesn't, I mean, that answer might not be because of the behavior also.
Yeah. I just thought it more literally, but
right.
the emphasis is upon activities, interests, and external qualities, and what the self does and acts like.
Right.
So I didn't see any evidence of
that. I agree that it doesn't define what the five is, but maybe it's like that compromise, that's why maybe it becomes a five.
Thoughtful person sends greeting cards, that's how they act. A courageous person does stupid things, puts themselves in danger, they show courage.
Like a seven would be, I enjoy spreading Christmas cheer, but not. A five would be, I enjoy send, or five would be, I send Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
Seven would be, I enjoy spreading Christmas cheer. A nine would be, I enjoy spreading Christmas cheer, but
because
not because
five.
It's Christmas, just because I have nothing better to do.
Because my father walked out when I was young, and now I want to take over for Santa.
And which is interesting because I am Jewish.
Now we have to reconcile the contradictions.
But Santa,
however,
I
see
so
the value
one.
Of.
Oh my God. Can we go over number five?
Yeah,
number
five.
We're all pretty different. We're five, six, seven.
Oh, some verbiage.
I was an outlier.
I'm an intelligent woman who has been blessed with wonderful family and friends. I've also been given the opportunity to assist others in finding a better path for their life. Because of my husband's income, I've been able to do much charity work utilizing my skills. We attend church regularly and also enjoy traveling. Some would be surprised that I consider myself shy because I'm able to force myself in social situations. So it's, I mean, just reading it without looking at anybody's scores, there's a lot of five in here. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, there's some comments that might alter that score. Like, I consider myself shy because I am able to force myself in social situations.
Like a seven.
Okay. That's a nine. That's like an eight-ish. That, bring it
that
up.
Could be a nine-ish.
But then eight-ish, I thought nine-ish. It was so involved with her husband. Like, I'm blessed with many family and friends, but we enjoy traveling. We go to church. Because of my husband's income, I could do this.
Yeah, but she's able to realize that, you know, like, she enjoys charity work, and she's able to do more of it because she's, you know, has some financial independence because of his income. So, I mean, she's kind of qualifying, like, I realize that the only reason I'm able to do this is because of that.
Okay. That's where I was... That's
but is that really related to the self?
That's why I was getting confused.
Which part?
It's activity she you know, does.
She's describing why she can do all these things, but it doesn't tell me anything
right.
more about her.
Right.
Tells me about her husband.
Right. That's why I thought it broke down.
I mean, I showed.
I can't
I thought,
see an eight, Chris. I
showed
can't.
Like a little bit of like a recognition that she realizes that you know, I am able to do.
No, she has some
this.
Insight, but I don't know if it's
right.
insight into herself.
Right. I saw a beginning.
Right.
I originally gave it a five, and then I brought it down to a four just because when I read it a second time, I had underlined a whole bunch of fives
right.
and even a couple sevens.
Right.
But then I read it a second time, and I'm like, but it's really about, like, her family and
right.
friends, about
if
her
you took
husband.
The last sentence out, it's a five,
yeah.
I think, straight up. But,
it
like, I think even the last sentence, you know, she knows the difference between her
that
behaviors and how she feels, but she doesn't really even understand maybe why it is that
right.
she is that way.
I mean, I agree with, I mean, Giacomo Marie gave sixes, and that's what I would give
yeah.
this one.
Because there were just a lot of fives
mm-hmm.
with a hint of
with a hint of seven.
So that brought it up for
a little
me.
Spritz
so,
of seven.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
like
I don't care about her husband's
a decent
income.
Nine at the end.
That's
of the,
somewhat
like
seven, eight.
Sentence.
It's in that last sentence.
I mean, I was willing to go, I was torn between the
yeah.
seven and the eight. But seven is as low as I'm going.
Because I'm able to force myself in social situations.
But you don't
and
think
it,
that all those
that
activities bring
this
little
nine-ish over. There.
Yeah, that's what does that mean? You're able so you're able to force yourself in social situations. Why? What's
that's
making you force yourself? Because
she considers herself shy, but she is able to do that. I mean, that's the qualifier of the first
yeah.
sentence.
Like she doesn't appear shy, maybe.
I just didn't think that it deserved over a seven for that.
I think that's
I didn't understand why or what's going on inside
yeah,
her
I,
that's
I,
making her.
Look, I agree. Six,
but I'm just wondering
I would
why,
give it a six.
Yeah, I'm just curious why the other stuff wouldn't bring it down. Because, again, it's so...
Well, if you're moving towards
a
nine, you're slowly integrating, you know.
Two,
I mean,
2 points where she
most of it is five-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's five. And then in the last sentence, she comes up with a possible nine.
Right.
I can't see much above a six. Right?
But also, wait. Like, I am an intelligent woman,
four.
Five,
yeah.
who's been blessed,
oh, why
five.
Do you get a four?
That's what I'm saying, because I saw the other things that brought it down,
like
about
what?
Her... because of my husband's income, we attend church. How she put "we" in there? It's like she started getting confused. It's more about them as a joint unit.
But it's about more practical
she's
things.
Continuing
no,
on,
I
like
agree.
She meant she brought up her husband.
Don't hate on the married woman, Melissa.
She uses the word "we" only once.
Yeah. No, I guess, and then because
of
my husband's
of
income,
husband.
Those mm-hmm. you know. That I just thought those would kind of drop it down because
right.
I originally had a five. And I thought that those brought that to a four for me.
What if she just said, I've been able to do much charity work utilizing my skills?
I would have given that a... Then I probably would have given it a five or even a six.
And then so you add on the clause because of my husband's income, and then what do you do with it?
That and the we, I brought it down.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Because I thought that. It was... I thought she had no, like...
I mean, I would think it's a straight...
It actually enhances... The understanding, I mean, we could ask ourselves, well, how the hell are you
mm-hmm.
able to do all this charity work? Well, it's only because of my husband's income.
Right. I've been blessed. I've been given the opportunity to assist others. You know, because of my husband's income, I've been able to do good stuff. I just mentioned another person, so I'm going to mention we again next. And then, again, talking about other people. I just thought, I saw her, like, I'm thinking that I saw her like wheels turning of I'm this, who's this, and then because of my husband, we, and then other people. So she was thinking about herself and her husband and others, I thought.
Well, maybe she's not a narcissist and sees herself as a person surrounded by people in the world. I mean.
Yeah, but we didn't ask her to describe the people in the world. We asked her to describe herself.
Well, I know, talking about herself, she's doing these other activities with other people.
I can come to terms with a 5 or even a 6.
Yeah, I mean, if you could, predicate those other comments about the husband's income, just focus on what she says. You know, we're seeing mostly 5s.
Yeah.
I don't think. She says, because of my husband's income, that doesn't affect my score one way or another.
Like, if it was just that sentence, would you have given it a 5?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Would not hesitate.
Yeah, I only brought it up to a 6 because of the last sentence, and
right.
Assist others in finding a better path for their lives. That's a value. That's an internal
correct.
Value. Put it right in the middle.
I mean, for the record, everybody was basically in the ballpark.
Oh, number 6, we all got the same thing. I think it's the first one.
Smart and capable.
There was another one. Did we go over number 8? Oh, yeah, we did all the ones that we were really far
off. Yeah, the 4 of them. There was only 4 where we're really discrepant, so it's not that.
Now, on the website, you guys, you wrote, take 5 minutes. We had talked about like a timer on the. Did we ever do
it
that?
It is illegal because it is discriminatory against people with learning disabilities or developmental disabilities.
Yeah, so we just have to say, please take 5 minutes, or it was phrased something along those lines.
Take 5 minutes to describe
and then
your mother. Take 5 minutes to describe.
Take 5 minutes to the following prompt. Describe your mother. Something like that.
Yeah, and I mean, which is, if you look at their examples, how, you know, when they gave it to the people to write down, you know, take 5 minutes.
It said take 5 minutes on the thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Or does it say up to 5 minutes?
I really thought of that
logical
for a while.
Does it say take up to 5 minutes?
Meaning please like take 5 minutes.
It says please take 5 minutes. So most of them probably, like these people.
So here's, so the.
So they have
the,
5 minutes and they write
there. There was actual, what's the word I'm looking for? An imperative to take 5 minutes. Obviously, these people didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, so, and then it's take 5 minutes, describe your insert mother, father, self.
Yeah.
What type of person is she,
right.
Are you, is he?
Right.
That's included in the directions?
Yeah, so that was the what they told us to include since we weren't doing the inquiry.
Okay.
Right. They find that, you know, generally that is suitable to set the conditions.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, they haven't done it on a computer, but they have done it where, you know, they haven't been able
it's
to.
Kind of saying, kind of, you could talk about kind of almost internal dimensions as well. I feel like that last point.
Yeah, I mean, well, it makes it that much more striking if someone doesn't talk about the internal dimensions when you're trying to prompt them to talk about the internal dimensions.
Right,
it makes it even that more stark a contrast.
So it is telling.
Very.
But also saying
and
what type
made
of person
it to
are you is
program.
Different, I think, than saying what kind
license.
Of, you know, describe what kind of person you are is different than describe
awesome.
What type
maybe
you are.
Maybe the online program wouldn't let you
actually
out
that
of your type
continue
what categories do you feel
to the next question or something
like
would
kind of
until
kind of
5 minutes
ago. No, he just said he looked into it.
I think that's what
Kyle
they won't, well, maybe not unethical, I guess, would be more like with something like the Disability Act because when they're doing their surveys generally aren't made for us to be doing. I mean, it's more like a marketing global thing. So if you were doing something for Gap and, you know, I had a disability and it takes me a long time to do it, and after 5 minutes it would, you know, like stop or, you know, do something, then it's not taking, you know, that it might take me 10 minutes to do a task. And I tried to explain to them that you know, wasn't the point of it, and it wasn't a survey, you know, for the general public. But.
Now, have you guys actually gone over the real responses and looked at them, just like perused them, or do they look basically like this?
There's
a all pretty short.
No, I have
not
from,
all of them are short.
Yeah, Randy.
Some of them are like that 5th one on here where they, you know, they go into more depth.
I have some where, you know, the people, yeah, like the 5th one where it's, you know, well, actually maybe a few where it's like a couple of paragraphs where, you know, like it looked like some from there, and I mean some where it's a few sentences, some where you get an awesome. The awesome may have been one of my unusable ones.
What about amazing?
I had one.
Well, you know, that, see,
yeah.
This is where our job, we can make our job so much easier here. We have specific responses that we can get answers on with Vlad and Auerbach, and every time they come up, you guys know what the right answer is going to be.
Okay.
Right?
So So,
like thoughtful, creative, courageous, awesome, all these adjectives, if we could get determinations on those.
Do you want them like as them individually or them?
Yeah, individually. And I mean, you can give one thoughtful, creative, courageous, and then just ask as a follow-up, what if these were separate responses? How would you rate them separately?
Was it an actual sentence? You took the time to make a complete sentence.
If it makes a difference, I am a thoughtful person versus thoughtful. I don't think it does. But.
Yeah, I don't think so. So I'll ask them. Yeah, I got it.
Right, and then when these come up, as you seem to think they will, like awesome, we'll all have the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. So that reliability is awesome.
So what about number 15? I put a 4.
An unambitious person who enjoyed the simple things in life.
5. He's a schmuck.
Chris.
What? Yeah, I just felt that it didn't go to a 5 again because it wasn't.
Brianna went to a 7.
I don't know why I did a 7.
It was enjoying the simple things is almost is.
He did something he enjoyed.
It's like a 5-6, but not a deep.
Simple living is a magazine. You know, it's no longer like a value. It's marketed.
I just thought it was really vague and global, and I thought it didn't deserve a 5. It wasn't concrete, you know. And then I put it down to a 4 just because I didn't think it had any external qualities, external traits, activities. Didn't have any of that. So
he enjoys the simple things in life. I think that was. Like
that's what the self. That's what he does.
That's at least a 5.
I don't know.
5, 6.
He's like, I'm enjoying all these simple things.
I mean, unambitious kind of maybe makes me think a little higher, cause, but. Yeah, I don't know why. Looking back, I probably gave it a 5 or 6. I don't know why I gave it a 6.
I guess I think it's a 5. So you're saying that a 5 can include non-concrete.
Actually, a feeling like happy, sad, generic feelings are listed in the manual is actually getting scored down to 5s because they're so
really okay.
You know, like common.
One. I remember they use, and it's an example if you're describing mother probably like a warm or something.
Yeah,
like that,
warm, caring. You know, like unless you
right.
add something to it.
So for next week.
My mother tries to smooth over fights and acts very cheerful. That's a 5.
Mm-hmm.
She's young, attractive, warm, talkative type. That's all 5.
Well, young and attractive.
Attractive, yeah.
Three.
Young.
Yeah, I mean, that's 3.
That was
that's
3.
3.
That's
3. Yeah.
All that other stuff is a 5.
What? Right.
How is attractive a 3 if happy is a 5?
Attractive
is
like
a physical trait. Attractive
is physical characteristics, which is automatically a 3.
It has nothing to do with her as a person, it's just what she happens to look like.
She had nothing to do with it, basically. Like morbidly obese. That's a 3.
She's very attractive, wears executive clothes. Her hair is primarily dark blonde, but has enough lighter shades to remind one of tortoise shell.
That's a horrible balance.
That's hilarious. That's the way we would describe them on
would they say?
We had to have scored it.
No, it's a funny example.
It's actually an example
in the manual.
She's very attractive, wears executive clothes. Her hair is primarily dark blonde, but has enough lighter shades to remind one of tortoise shell.
Like, you think with all those that descriptiveness, they go into more detail about the person.
You think, but they don't have that quality of object representation.
Mm-hmm. You get the executive clothes.
Well, if these
Joseph
are from
Josephine Bank.
Hey, I shop there for my dad.
I shop at Josephine Bank for my dad.
That's just on the street.
That's a 3.
What?
I shop at Joseph A.
Because it's
bed.
Down the street, and it makes it very easy for me.
So. 9.
Then what will we do?
So for next week, what are we going to do?
Okay, so we are meeting next week, first of all.
Oh, right. That's right.
So the question is, do we want to start coding the real sample?
Sure.
You feel good about it?
I feel great about it. It's awesome. I'm awesome. The coding team's awesome. Everything's awesome.
And amazing.
All right, how about this? You're going to email Blatt and Auerbach.
Okay.
We're going to get some responses. You're going to send them out to everybody. After which, you guys can send out 20 responses. Mixed mother, father, self.
But aren't we supposed to be doing it in pairs of two?
We are.
So who's pairing us?
I am pairing
you.
Oh,
okay.
But I'm not going to do it until I see
We need 60 responses?
What?
Huh?
If there's three groups and you're going to split it up,
we need 60.
Well, how many total responses do we have?
A lot.
I have 100 and...
I have a lot.
We're only going to do 20 between now and the next time we meet.
Well, I mean, if we're doing self and other, I have 100, and we'll just round it to 25 participants, and they each gave three responses, so I have 375 potential.
And I have a lot more.
Like, the population of China over here. But I mean, we're saying if we send 20 total, but we're breaking off of the pairs to do it, wouldn't it make sense to give each pair a different
one? Okay, what I'll do is
each pair
I'll look at the last few reliabilities and see who matches up well. I know definitely Brianna and Marie are not going to match up.
Well, we did in the beginning, though.
Well,
are you doing overall now? Are you doing kind of average overall?
No, I'm looking at the last few.
Okay.
Because we're in a different space now than we were a couple of months ago.
Are we meeting on the 30th? Is that our next meeting?
No, we're not meeting until January.
Oh,
we'll literally be in a different space, physical space.
Yes, we will. That's very true.
Oh, you guys have...
So Melissa needs to know that we're not... This is your last time in this building.
Where are we going? Oh, I know, on campus? The
Lodge.
Thing?
Yeah. Where?
The Grand Lodge.
It's like when you put one on the left. Like, far exit by the church.
Right. Yeah. If we were over here for stupid Rossi's class... And you go to the far other side of campus, like that driveway that you can kind of go up, like if you're going to the field or...
Okay. So, like, towards where we used to park,
actually.
No, it's not.
We don't
and there's, like, these little lodges over here. Kind of by the security office, where we had to get our IDs way back
when. Okay, so everybody, when are we meeting again?
The name of the
building. Okay, that's what we're going to discuss.
The building's called what?
Lodge A and Lodge B. It's actually, if you pull up the map of campus, it
Lodge
says Lodge
A. It's the second entryway. The second right, and then you go up.
It's going to shave about 15 minutes off of my
commute. There's a sign. It's like past.
It's going to add 15 to mine.
Well, this stupid, like the street, like over here, coming from main campus when you're coming up.
Willis.
And taking, like, what is this?
Willis.
Like?
So. In terms of responses that we choose to send out. Now, should I be going? Should we be going in somewhat of an order, or should I be making it really random? How
you guys should, first of all, you guys need to get together on your own. Get all of your responses, print them out, put them in one huge...
One of those lottery wheels.
Exactly, like that. Stir them all up.
Cut them all out.
Mother, father, self, and from both of your samples. Make sure, though, that they're labeled codes.
1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, right, for each response.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we'll have
and also, there should be some indication.
Have our initials.
Some code that only you two know about that distinguishes your sample from your sample, right?
Right.
That we should know about.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, so don't put a picture of Melanie Klein on the back of it, Chris.
but on the when we send them out, we're not saying, are we going to send them out with numbers next to them or no? Like
yeah,
the one.
Yes, the numbers.
Two. Okay.
Right.
I think we should be ambitious and do 25 each for this next time.
Here's the problem with that, Chris. Let's say we send out 25 and the reliability is and utter shit.
Right.
Then you've screwed yourself.
Did I screw myself or did I learn a lesson?
Well, alright, so just in the future, obviously there's going to be ones where, like, say me and Chris are going together and he gets like a 7, I get a 3. Now, are we just going to send them to the other pairs? Is that how we're going to do it?
Like, no, it stays.
It stays.
Wait, but it...
Okay.
Yeah, and what happens is, when we take the mean for the final scores that you're going to be using in your statistical analyses.
Okay.
There's no conferencing or anything like that.
No,
you could do that, but that'd be a lot of work.
It'd
be a lot of time.
Right, yeah, it'd be tons of work.
So if in that case, if someone picks a 4 and a 5... the mean is going to have even... Okay.
Yeah, and actually, if I believe...
How does that work in terms of...
I know with, not on this scale, but on the, well, maybe I shouldn't. And then mother and father, I think, get averaged together, too. So, you know, like, if on one you got 5 for dad, but a 7 for mom, I think, don't you overall get a 6?
I think so, but, you know, we also want to keep these scores separate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something for
later. But, I mean, I think when they look at it, like, that way, they... Self and other might be different, but I know, like, for the DR scale, you just take all 3 and you average them together.
So when's the next meeting,
then? We have to discuss that.
I mean, you and me were available.
Yeah.
So it's up to everyone else.
So the, let's see, the semester starts on the 18th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So long.
Well, we could meet on the, I'll be here on the 13th. We could meet on the 13th if you want.
I
just forgot how good you had it when you were a...
when you were what?
Underclassman. Or the first 3 years or 4 years. Oh. I wish I could leave till, you know, the 18th at Mercy First. Be like, bye, semester's over.
Well, this is
over.
Like the last break we have, so...
I just, semester. You know, like now that, like... It's just like, oh.
Since there are no classes, can we meet, like, more in the afternoon, maybe?
I have work.
Yeah, we'll still be at internship, unfortunately.
So the 13th, 5:30.
Mm-hmm. 13th.
Okay. Now I'm trying to figure out when I'm teaching the Object Relations Theories course.
Oh, you don't.
And it's going to be either on a Tuesday or a Thursday evening. Now, if it's a Thursday evening, we're going to have to switch the coding team meeting to another
time. Oh, Tuesday or Wednesday.
I'll be able to do Wednesday.
What?
Tuesday or Wednesday, isn't it?
Tuesday or Thursday.
I
the
just
first years can't do Wednesday evening.
Really?
What about the object relations lab where you code object representation sample data to get a really good feel?
You don't like the current team you've got?
I'm just saying, you know, we could all lighten our workload a little bit.
I'll be
so that would be
change to Wednesdays. I
we're now proficient
Wednesdays
to
teach was one
we're
our going
own
back
coding
and forth teams. Too, but, on my schedule order changing, so I'll be able to do Wednesdays if that works perfectly.
We have class to 7.
Yeah, that's see, Dustin, that's why I can't teach object relations theory.
You class 7? What class is that?
I think it's child assessment lab or personality assessment lab.
It's child assessment lab.
So so DBT is right up until the object relations course?
DBT is being taught on Thursday afternoon.
Right.
Right.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to.
So, if you're taking that, and if we're meeting on Thursday, you'd have an hour between class
mm-hmm.
and this.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to do
it,
yeah,
I'm signed up for it, but
I'm
thinking about
it.
Just
if it's on a Thursday, we can
take
it
on
Tuesday.
So,
you can take as many classes as you want, it's the same price.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Up till fourth year.
Up till fourth year.
Then they stab you in the back. And sometimes they make you go and take those classes in Brooklyn.
What?
Why?
Only Chris.
Only me.
Okay,
they're running.
So you guys know what you're doing? Let's stick
Thursday
with 20, and then if the reliability is good, then we can bump it up in future weeks. And I'll get you the prepared names.
So do you want us to send these? So we should meet up to...
Yeah, because we'll have to like weave ours in together somehow, but still be able to kind of extract.
Right. Do you want to meet Thursday? Same time.
And when would you, if
Thursday
we're meeting on the 13th, when should we have everything in by?
The 12th.
I'll have all my responses. No, do you want to do that like we print on my lap? I'm trying to think of it more. Easy way.
We'll have to figure out some way to do it like
on the computer.
Because I just feel like...
Like a way to have it scrambled them up or something.
Oh, yeah, I don't feel like
you're not going to be too
ramble.
Enraged by 9 o'clock tonight when you finish with this thing. I think it's pretty good. I think it's
okay, so
I mean,
as long as we, and when we meet though, we should just have our responses
clear of errors.
Just on like a Word file.
Unless
like,
I just don't
in order.
Know.
Yeah.
Did you, like, label, our, did you add our bios?
Label
yep.
like
how did that even come out?
Should we have
good.
A label like
came out good.
One, instead of G and C. Let's say I pick like L, I put L,
wait.
1, 1,
yeah.
1, 2, L, 1, 1, L, 1, 2, L,
like
1, 3.
That.
Also, I'm going
to
be transferring the whole process of data entry and reliability calculation to you guys.
Okay.
So at some point, we should meet to
show
you guys how to do that.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll be here next Thursday if you guys want to meet.
Yeah, because we were going to meet anyhow. Thursday.
You guys going to the holiday party?
What?
What?
Like
actually, I was looking forward to having a Thursday off.
So that
wow.
The other person
but I'm doing internship,
married.
And I'm working
yeah,
20
I
hours
know.
A week part-time.
I thought
and
about
coming
that,
here and coming to
like,
so, truthfully...
It's too much
emails?
For you?
No, it's not. But, you know, like when you get 15
know.
Extra minutes, it's kind of nice.
Take
so
it
we'll
out.
Meet here.
Like,
right, 5:30?
I want to preserve
yeah.
some
right.
of the old, like,
so we'll meet here and then
spirit
we'll
of not even knowing each other yet.
And then we'll go
hey, we relate in this way.
So we can even do it where you were like...
We're all from Jersey, let's hang out. But,
one,
you know,
but
I,
would be I
don't know,
two,
I was wondering that
two.
Same thing, but I didn't take it out.
Like, so, for my first response, it would be what?
I mean, we could, you know, play with these numbers to make them ours, but use, like, you know,
in
sounds.
The first year bios, when they're talking
okay.
to each other
well,
in the
so
email,
we'll
like, hey, Meredith, I'm from
yeah.
wherever, or something like that, should I take that out?
You circled my hyphens.
I know, I think I did that incorrect. I think I was wrong about that. Like 3+
yeah.
years. If she's saying 3+ years and she has a hyphen,
like
3+
no,
years.
It looks like 3-plus years.
No,
so we'll,
I mean, it says for the past 3+ years I've been working blah, blah, blah. So 3-plus.
Why not
oh, is 3 spelled out?
Correct it
yeah.
say for more than 3
oh, okay, if it's
years.
Spelled out. If it's
for
3, the numeral 3 and a
no,
plus
no,
sign...
No. Because if it's if you're talking about a number that's under 10, you always write it out.
Yeah.
Right. Unless it's the first word of the sentence.
Well, you're more well versed
than
me.
What are you talking about? My mom was an English teacher.
That's
why I'm a terrible writer.
I was an English teacher, too.